How many here know that they're loved by the King? You know, God truly loves us. He cares about the various things that touch our lives, the difficulties that we go through. He knows about the victories that we enjoy. He knows about our failings. He knows about our hopes and our dreams and our passions in life. He cares about everything that touches our lives. Let's have a word of prayer. Our precious Father, I pray that today your Holy Spirit might bless each and every one of us. And that, Father, that each and every one of us might draw closer to you and sense a greater passion in our hearts for you. Lord, teach us to be what you want us to be in this present world. Father, help us to set aside our issues in life and focus upon what you have in mind and in store for us. Now, Father, I pray that you'd bless Jake as he travels to Wrightsville and then speaks this morning. Lord, anoint him with your Holy Spirit and just protect him. And bless them, and we'll thank you for that. Now, Father, may these moments that we have together be moments that are directed by you, and we'll give you thanks, for it's in your glorious and holy name we pray. Amen. Wonder if you'd please take your Bibles, open up to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. This morning, I want us to look at the subject of following in His steps. And if we're going to follow Him, what He says that's going to require. So let's look at Matthew 16. We're going to read verses 24 through 27. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds." As Jesus is talking with His disciples in this particular passage, He lays out for them what is going to be the cost of being a disciple of His. What's it going to cost the individual to be a follower of Jesus? And He puts out some very strong statements here. But they're important statements for us to visit and to pay attention to. You know, many people want to become Christians until they take a moment and count the costs. And they realize that if they're going to be a follower of Jesus, there's going to be some sacrifices that have to be made. And in our society today, sacrifice is not a good word. You know, everything is, you know, everybody wants everything handed to them. And that's why we're in the horrible financial mess that we're in as a nation. People are unwilling to sacrifice in order that they really might be able to glorify God in their lives, because it won't be an easy road. When you become a true follower of Jesus Christ, there's some changes that come about. Sometimes it's friends that walk away. Sometimes it's family that walks away. But what we gain in the person of Jesus Christ, and in His grace and mercy is well worth any sacrifices that we might make. So out of this particular passage this morning, I want to share with you four things. I want to share with you, first of all, the yearning. Secondly, I want to share with you the turning. Third, the learning. And then number four, the earning. So let's look at these four elements of what impacts our lives. First of all, notice the yearning. In that 24th verse, Jesus says, "If anyone wishes to come after me," if anyone wishes to come after me, do you have in you that desire to serve God? Do you have in you that urging, that sense of urgency to know that in order for you to really have eternal life, you must be committed to Him here? And then that desire within yourself to, no matter what the cost, to follow Him. Jesus goes on and He says, look, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Let him deny himself. Is your yearning that passionate? Is your yearning for Him passionate enough to where you're willing to set aside your will and your desires and your passions to take on His will, His desire, and His passions? If that's not in you, you're not following Him. It's that simple. But Pastor, I pray before I eat. I pray before I go to sleep at night. I'm not talking that. I'm talking about moment by moment living and honoring God. A willingness to do His will. You can't believe the number of times that I have people say to me, you know, there was a time in my life when I felt a call into the ministry. But, and that word, but, comes in. How sad that word is. Because that means following that word, but, comes a declaration that I wasn't willing to deny myself. My will, my wishes, my wants, in order to accomplish the will of God. Do you have the yearning? Secondly, I want you to notice the turning that takes place. Look at verse 25. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. And you know what? He's still talking about, we look at that and we say, okay, that means that they become a martyr. And that's not what Jesus is talking about at all. It's really not it. He's talking about spiritual martyrdom here. He's talking about someone who is willing to die to their own self-centeredness and their selfishness and their will in order to accomplish the will of Jesus Christ, in order to accomplish the will of God. Because He said, look, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Dead people don't take up crosses. Dead people don't follow. Only those who are alive are able to do that. And so what Jesus is talking about as He moves into this next verse, He's talking about a willingness, that passion inside that says, more than anything, God, I want You. More than anything, I want your will. More than anything, I want to follow you. Because this world is a dead-end world. This world is a world that's going to stand under judgment someday. And God, I don't want to stand under your judgment. I want to be forever in your grace. And so that requires a turning away from following your will to doing that about face that places you in the center of God's will. Do you have that in you? That no matter what, you want Him and you want to follow Him. If that's not in you, it's time to repent, to take care of yourself spiritually and make your heart right with Jesus Christ. Follow Him. You see, there's a lot of people that never really go beyond the desire to follow Christ. All they talk about is will. And it amazes me the number of them that talk about God's will for you. And yet they don't do anything with their own lives. But boy, they can tell you where your life is way off. But they're not making those adjustments in life. They talk about God's will. They talk about God's way. They talk about His work. And yet they fail to follow through themselves. They haven't made that turn. And we must turn from ourself to Christ. And through repentance, we must follow His steps and walk in His path. Number three, the third thing that we see here is the issue of the learning. In verse 26, Jesus goes on and He says this, "For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Have you ever considered the value of your eternal soul? Have you ever considered that? How important your soul is to God. The fact that your soul will never die. Your soul will live on forever and forever. If you have followed Christ, if you have obeyed Him, if you have taken up His cross, and if you have followed the steps that He has set before you, then your eternal soul will live forever in joy and peace. But if you haven't done that, your soul will live forever in suffering and in turmoil and in pain and in anguish. Is that what you want? Or do you want the peace of God that passes all understanding? What do you want? You know, you can gain everything that this world offers. You can gain fame. You can gain popularity. You can gain great wealth. You can gain great power and prestige in the eyes of this world and lose your soul. And you've lost it all. Because none of those things will go with you to the lake of fire. But if you gain Jesus, you gain eternal life. And that will last eternally without end. And so it comes down to the question of what am I willing to sacrifice in order that my soul might be at peace with God and live with Him forever? Jesus really got personal. And he's talking with his disciples, and they've said to him, you know, we've given up so much for you. And Jesus said, you know what? Unless a man gives up houses and lands, unless a man gives up family, friends, earthly relationships, he's not worthy to be my disciple. Wow. That's pretty strong. What are you willing to sacrifice to have life and to have it eternally? We need to learn these things. And then number four, notice the earning. Look at verse 27. For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and now notice this, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds. He will recompense. That means he will repay every individual according to their deeds, according to what they've done. Few people are willing to take the time and to pay the price to be what Jesus wants. Few people are willing to sacrifice what it takes to honor God in their lives. Few people are willing to really accomplish what God has put in store for them. And that's why Jesus said, the road to life is narrow. It's not wide. The wide road leads to destruction. The narrow road leads to life. And he said, and few there will be that find it. Many will go into destruction, but few will go into heaven. Are you part of the few? Or are you one of the ones of compromise that's going to take the wide road that winds up in a lake of fire? You see, the choice is yours. What will you do? Will you follow in his steps? Will you take up the cross and follow him? Or will you be stubbornly resistant to his grace? Let's stand. Our gracious Heavenly Father, break our hearts. Break our hearts from our stubbornness and from our rebellion against you. Break our hearts in a way that draws us close to you and allows you to reform us as the great potter. Help us to be a clay in your hands that's able to be made over into your image and not our own. Father, teach us that our way is the way of destruction, but that your way is the way of life. Father, make us new. Now watch over us the rest of this day, and we'll give you thanks, for it's in your glorious and awesome and holy and powerful name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day.